morning. Amen. Well, I have, amen, just a word. Amen. Just a word this morning. It comes out of the book of Matthew. Amen. Chapter 6 and verse 24. When you find it, say amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. When you find it, say amen. I'm going to read this from the King James Version of the Bible this morning. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, in Matthew chapter 6, and verse 24, no one can serve two masters. Ooh, Lord have mercy. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Thus ends the reading of God's words. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Somebody been in church a while said, that's a good one. That's a good one right there. Amen. New Living Translation of the Bible says, man, my brothers and sisters says, no one can serve two masters, for he will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Uh-oh, that's what mammon means. You cannot serve both God and money. Amen. My brothers and sisters, you guys give me a few minutes today. I want to talk about for a few minutes what's in your box. What's in your box? Amen. There was a young boy and his father that, amen, went into the store and he gave his son a box. He said, you can have whatever you want. Anything in the store you want. You can have whatever you want. But you can only put one thing in your box. And some of y'all have seen gangster movies and, amen, and this looks like one of those briefcases that they put the money in. Amen. Look, the brother said it's bulletproof. See, he probably had one of these when he was out there in the world. But what's in your box? What are you carrying around in your box, my brothers and sisters? Amen. The Lord has given us the ability to have whatever we want. The Bible proclaims that that our Father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. We can have whatever we want. Question is, what's in your box? Amen. We're so caught up in this world, and we're so caught up and things that are going on around us, and a lot of us are carrying things around in our box that don't benefit us any. Amen. This world, my brothers and sisters, is all about, amen, as I like to call it, flash and dash. Amen. It's all about money. It's all about prestige. It's all about power. It's all about clothes. Amen. I got my first pair of $100 jeans for Christmas. Well, yeah, I didn't know they made $100 pairs of jeans. But the question is, for what? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? Amen. I look around on all y'all shoulders, I'm going to call it like I see it. Hey, amen. I see MK, Michael Kors, Coach, Dunes. You don't do Dunes no more. Louis Vuitton, Gucci. It's all about, amen, you know, flash and dash. We buy a $500 Cutlass and put $5,000 worth of rims on it. What's in your box? What's in your box? Hey, man, our kids have PlayStation 1, 2, 3, and 4. iPhone 1, 2, 3, and 4. Amen. And we don't have food in the refrigerator. What's in your box? Amen. We sleep outside. Amen. The local sports store to get the next pair of Jordans. Amen. And you're $20,000 behind on your child support. What's in your box? We got a young church. I just got to keep it real up in here. I wonder, my brothers and sisters, what's in a box? Amen. You know, I remember back when I used to, you know, hang out a little bit. Our motto was, if you don't buy Crown, you don't drink Crown. You can't just show up and drink the Crown. You show up and get your bud, you get your beer too, but you can't show up. You don't buy Crown. You don't go in on this. You can't get none of that. What's in your box? My brothers and sisters, so many of us, amen, are living so far outside our means, it's ridiculous. What's in your box? Who you doing all of this for? Who you trying to look good for? We walk around here with the wrong things in our boxes. They can't benefit us none. Amen. In the book of Acts, there was a man, amen, that stood at the gate called Beautiful. Amen. And he had a little cup and he was standing there, and all the people that would go inside this worship center, amen, he would stand outside the gate. Every day his friends would take him outside the gate. The Bible says that he was lame in both feet. And he would go to the gate that was called Beautiful, and all the tourists that would come by, he said, can you spare a little change? Amen. But what he didn't know was all he needed was a step inside. Amen. Step inside the church. Step inside, amen, the worship center. Amen. And God could do a great work with him. But I'm so glad that he ran into two men of God that told him, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I'm going to give it to you. Then he began to pray and said, in the name of Jesus, amen, get up. And the Bible says that his ankles began to get stronger and his feet began to get stronger. And then he began to jump. Finally, my brother, he was so caught up in the little jingling change that was in his box and it couldn't help him none. That's what's wrong with some of us. That's why we are still lame. That's why so many of us are still limping. That's why so many of us are still in the back of the line instead of front of it, on the back of the bus instead of driving the bus. It's because we got the wrong thing in our box. Amen. If we were to be honest with ourselves, amen, some of us are dealing with some conditions right now because of what we put in our box. Ain't God all right? My brothers and sisters, When the father gave the son, amen, this empty box, and he said, you can have anything you want, but you can have only one thing. And then he said, make a good choice. Amen. What I want you to do this morning, Orange Chapel, amen, Orange Chapel family and even visitors, I really want you to take time, and I want you to be real selective about what you place in your box. Amen. A lot of the trouble that we run into in life is because of what we placed in our box. Amen. You thought that because he was tall, dark, and handsome, and he wore, amen, the newest Jordans, and he had rims on his car, and he had a lot of money. Amen. That you needed to pick him up and put him in your box. But you found out over time I'm going to leave that alone. God gives each of us, my brothers and sisters, the same opportunity. A million things compete for our affections and our attention, but the only one thing can be on the throne of our hearts. See, my brothers and sisters, there are a million things that compete for our attention. Are y'all? Am I the only one? Amen. Some of y'all are thinking right now about tomorrow, because you got a job and your boss is throwed off. Amen. So many things compete for our attention. Amen. Some of you came, amen, to church this morning, amen, and it is not sitting well with some of your friends and some of your family. Amen. You're competing to get some stuff. The Bible declares that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Amen. See, the devil didn't want you to show up this morning. And I'm sure for some of us, he did all he could to stop you from making it down this way. Amen. He put all kind of stuff in your mind, amen, about getting here this morning. But the question is, what's in your box? I'm going to shut it down. My brothers and sisters, everything in our life, everything that we encounter makes us promises. Amen. That new makeup promises to get rid of wrinkles. But it only covers them up. Amen. That new and improved protein drink that we can drink, fellas. Amen. That'll make us look good like we're used to, like Greek gods. With our chest out further than our stomach. And that stuff that we can take to make the hair stay on top of our head instead of running down the side. And Rogaine. My question is, if it put hair on your head, what would it do? Put hair on your hand. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning. So some promise to give us all, to give us pleasure, and some promise to thrill us, and some promise to give us status that will impress other people, and some promise to help us escape pain. Man, if we were to look over our lives, we've done some things, amen, just to escape the pain. Amen. Have you ever? You don't have to raise your hand on this one. But you've been going through something and you say, oh, if I just go, I'm just go down here and get my head tight. The demonstration. Why is it? Why is it? Y'all watch the Wino. When he hit that lick. And then he look at it. Am I the only one that observed a wino? Okay, even better. Maybe we have a different crowd here. But why is it that why do people look at it like you're confused? What do you say, brother? They are confused. But it promises, my brothers and sisters, to ease the pain. Amen. But how many of y'all, amen, to get over him or to get over her, you went out and you got your head tight. Amen. And you forgot about it while you was. I don't care. Then you wake up the next morning and she's still on your mind. He's still on your mind. Matter of fact, he done sent you 600 text messages. I ain't gonna be able to finish this. Y'all getting quiet on me. Because I'm in your neighborhood. That's why. Man, at least say amen. You know what? Some of y'all ain't saying amen, but you saying it with your eyes. Yep, that's, yep. I can see it in your face. It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. It's written all over your face. I know some of y'all there right now. You got so much stuff that's competing for your affection. Amen. Competing. You know, I'm telling y'all something. When I first became a disciple? Because I do believe I've always believed in Jesus Christ. I just always believed it. It wasn't a deal, you know, my day was on Friday. No, I just grew up believing in Jesus. You know, I thank God for that. But when I first became wanted to really be a witness for Christ and help other people come to Christ, there were so many distractions. And you know what? Sometimes good things in our lives can be a distraction. Can I help some of y'all out? You know, I'm going to be real with y'all. We got a couple in the church and they don't sit together. And I'm not going to say no name, but they don't sit together. And then I thought about myself, because when I first became a runner for Christ, I didn't sit with Candy because Candy would distract me. Amen. Some of y'all not feeling me. Candy would distract me because I like Candy. And then if Candy wore certain dresses, I really like Candy. Are y'all with me? But what I did, though, is because she was a distraction. And even though, amen, when the Bible says when a man found a wife, he found a good thing, and she was a good thing, but she was distracting me from concentrating on what the preacher was saying. So I don't have a problem with couples not sitting together. Amen? What's in your box? Because if I got Christ, oh, man, I'm finna give my whole sermon away. But if I got him in my box, he gonna take care of everything else. So we have so many distractions, my brothers and sisters, amen, that we're not able to truly concentrate on the one thing, amen, that's going to truly get us out, that's going to truly help us, and going to truly bring us happiness. Anybody want to be, you know, happy? Anybody want to experience joy? It's hell in this life. It's rough. Man. Y'all remember Goody Mob? Y'all remember some of y'all rap? You used to listen to rap. Y'all remember Goody Mob when they came out with that CD? See, y'all remember, you know, he's CeeLo Green now, but he was just CeeLo when he was in Goody Mob. And then when that CD came on, he said, Lord, it's so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way. Then what'd he say? I want to be free, completely free. Y'all remember that? Oh, you see, y'all, man. Y'all don't know y'all's rap. If you don't know who Goody Mob, who's that looking in my, peeking in my window, pile, nobody now. Okay, now y'all know who Goody Mob is. Y'all let me finish my sermon. I got 10 more minutes and I'm done. But my brothers and sisters, we do all these things to escape our pain. And then, you know, CeeLo was saying, look, I wonder why I'd rather die to continue living this way. Some of us want to just give up sometimes. Wait a minute. I'm a Christian. Lord, I'm singing in the choir. I'm standing on the door. I'm going to church. What is wrong? You got the wrong stuff in your box. Because there ain't no room for nobody else but me in the box. Are y'all going to pray with me? Look what the word tells us. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to go all the way up to verse 19. And then I'm going to close this thing out. Because you now in your Bible, is this written in red ink? And that means who's talking? You know, them other guys said some good stuff in the book. But I really get excited, amen, when it's in red. Amen. Paul told us some good stuff. Amen, but I'm really excited about the stuff that's written in red ink. Jump back up to verse 19. Look at what the word tells us. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation because I want us to get this, and then I'm done. It says, don't store up treasures here on earth. Uh-oh. How many of y'all trying to store up all these treasures on earth? For moths eat them, and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. You ever had anything stolen? Oh, but you know what? The devil can't steal your joy. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Hallelujah, church. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Where are your treasures? My treasures are in the box and Jesus is in my box. Your eye is the lamp that provides light for your body. And when your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. Now look at the eye. Everything, my brothers and sisters, enters at the eye, right? Amen. In the garden, when Adam and Eve messed up, the Bible says that Eve looked and she took. And what looked good to her eye, amen, was appealing to her heart. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen. And some of us, my brothers and sisters, we let the wrong thing in our eye. Amen. And because it looked good, we took it. Woo! Ain't it? Oh, this is good stuff. This is A-plus stuff, y'all. Y'all better stay with me. It says, the eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. Oh, but look at this. Some of us got some bad eyes. Look at verse 13. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. Some of us grabbed a hold to some stuff we thought was good, but it wasn't good. And the problem was with the way we look at things. Hallelujah, church. We looked and we took. Amen. And but the Bible says that we are the light and the salt. It says in a few scriptures before this. We are the light and the salt. My brothers and sisters. Amen. Y'all remember what y'all remember the movie Poltergeist? And when the lady told Caroline, go to the light. Go to the light, Caroline. It's time for us to go to the light. And it's time for us to see the light. But if we're in darkness all the time, we don't know what the light look like. I'm glad I got a light in my box. Man, how many of y'all seen Pulp Fiction? When he opened up the box, I still don't know what was in the box. But whatever it was lit up. But Jesus in your box, church. No, don't y'all be clapping like I'm done. I ain't through yet. I ain't done yet. I said 10 minutes. But when your eyes bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness? Now. Can I get in your neighborhood one more time? How many of y'all had something you thought it was light? Oh, and it ended up dark. And then it says how deep the darkness is. When you think he going to have your back and he don't have your back. When you think she going to be there for you, amen, when you get locked up, amen, she put money on your books for about 3-4 months and then. All right, did that sink in? And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, have you ever thought you was in the right place, but you was in the wrong place? You thought you was at the right church, and you was at the wrong church. How deep and how dark it was. Thank you. But see, because Jesus is the light, he's going to show himself up where he is. So you can see him. Amen? Amen. There's only darkness in the absence of light. But as long as you got Jesus, you always have light. Amen? No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, and drink. Is that what your Bible says? Or enough clothes to wear? But what do we worry about? All of that stuff. Lord, we ain't got no. I hope my stamps come. Why are you worried about that? How many of y'all? You know what my mom, when I was a kid, I'm glad she did this to us. Amen. Sometimes I think we might have been borderline abused, but we never been in trouble, so I guess it was good. I mean, they used to whoop us and all that stuff. Some of y'all never got no whoopings. We got a lot of them. Amen. I got more than he got because I took some of his. Because I love my little brother, and he would do stuff, and then I said, I did it. And they beat me half to death. Look at them sitting there like they all sanctified the way they whooped us. But I still love y'all. If y'all get old, though. Hey, I'll move y'all right on it. Come on, y'all stay with us. Come on. Yeah, I got a cake baking. Boy, y'all they used to beat me down. I had to have something in my box. I needed the Lord. This is why I tell you not to worry. This is verse 25. We're still in chapter 6, y'all, okay? Whether you have enough food or drink, food and drink, or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food? Hallelujah, church. Your body more than clothing? We're going broken behind clothes and stuff. Amen. We are. I said we. Y'all, man, my son got so many clothes. 3 closets full. For what? He don't know what nothing but dirty jeans, working, getting oil and stuff all on. For what? Christmas was, Ronnie, don't make no sense. I'll be paying for Christmas this time next year. Y'all, and the reason why I preach this stuff is because I do it too. I deal with it too. I never tell y'all anything that I'm not there. What's in your box? What's in my box, Tony? I'm the pastor. What's in my box? Woo, this good stuff. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. I'm glad y'all are looking at me though. We good. Look at the birds. Hallelujah, church. Look at this. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? See, that's a problem. Most of us don't think we're valuable. Let me tell you something. You are valuable to God. Amen. You and your messed up self, you are valuable to God. You know why? His son died especially for you. Amen. Jesus Christ died especially for you. All that wrong stuff you do, all that bad stuff that you do, all that crazy stuff that you say, he sent his son to die for you. Isn't that beautiful? The blood of Jesus Christ covers a multitude of sin, present, past, and future. Now, what we have to get into is, though, we have to get into the fact that the Holy Spirit, amen, rules and abides within us. Amen. And we have to tap into the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is always going to tell us what we need to be doing and what we need to not do. Amen. All right. Just want to get that clear for y'all. Just start doing whatever. Okay, I'm finna finish this up. Come on, Tony. We're done. And aren't you far more valuable to them than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? This is in your Bible. And we sit around here worried about everything. People ask me all the time about my son. Where's he going to college? Where's he going? What's he going to do? Where's he going to college? Y'all see his grades on Facebook? I put my son's grades on Facebook. Oh, I'm proud of him. Boy, I'm pulling hundreds. And you know what I used to tell him? Boy, you better make, what's the highest grade they give you? He said, a perfect score. I said, that's right. That's what you better bring home. I'm going to bust you upside your head like my mom and them used to do me. What's in your box, Khalil, this 6 weeks? Straight hundreds, almost. That boy pulled for the 6 weeks, he had like 500s. And y'all, he not taking like wood class. I mean, he taking some real classes. Now, I mean, wood class is a real class. I ain't tripping on wood shop. None of that. You know, he two college courses. He got college courses and all that. Boy, pulling hundreds. And people, well, man, he ought to be able to go somewhere. You know what? I just pray and ask the Lord to take care of him. He's a good basketball player. I know where he going. Y'all talking to anybody? Well, not really. I mean, if it happens, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. It's outside of my effort. A lot of times we get in the way. We mess stuff up. Start pushing folks to doing stuff, and God ain't in it. Man, college ain't for everybody. He might pull hundreds and never go into a college classroom. I would hope that he would. But that's what I'm thinking. But what's in you? As long as I got Jesus in my box, he's going to take care of everything else. And that's what we need to know. As long as we put Jesus in the box. And let me show you why that's so important. And then I'm done. And worry about your clothing. Look at the lilies. Look at this, y'all. And why worry about your clothing? Some of y'all worry about, do I look fat in this? You look like you look. Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all of his glory was not dressed as beautiful as they are. Solomon could buy anything he wanted to. Had all the money in the world. But the flowers looked better than he did. I laid out 3 or 4 suits last night. I said, Candy, how this one look? Bah! I'm going to hit him with this tomorrow. Bam! She said, I don't know. I said, what about this brand? I want to cut a little tight retro with the black shirt. But it's all that preparation. I look like I look every Sunday. Matter of fact, I look like I look every day. I wear a shirt and tie every day. I mow the yard in a shirt and tie. That's just, so I don't look no different than I look every day. But I'm not worried about what about this? What about that? And she like, He didn't curse us, Roberta. I tell you what, if I'd have called somebody else, said, hey, oh, y'all missed that, didn't you? Keep on acting like you don't care. I'm joking. That's a joke. <What's that? laughs> Keep it. Turn up. Wait, this is supposed to be the serious part of the sermon. Y'all tripping this morning. Look at this. Look at this. I'm finna finish. It says, and if God, if God cares so wonderfully for the wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Y'all, my brothers and sisters, the problem that we have, we don't have enough faith that God's going to take care of us. Amen? We don't have enough faith in allowing just Jesus to be in our box. Taj, put Jesus in your box and he's going to work everything else out. Amen? Candace, put Jesus in your box and he got everything else covered. He's my ride or die. Let me tell y'all something about, I don't roll by myself. What's that rapper name? Gunplay. Gunplay said, I keep a Bible on my dash. Y'all don't know Gunplay. He from Florida. He one of them Rick Ross boys. Tattoos all on his face. He the dude that beat up his manager, beat up his accountant because he had to pay taxes. Look it up on YouTube. Brother, you got to pay taxes. But let me tell y'all something. You don't know who you're messing with when you're messing with me because I got something in my box. Let me tell you something. When you got Jesus in your box, you have some backup. Amen? Remember you used to go out and know if you had some backup with you. You stepped a little bit. You put a little pep in your step because you had some backup. Let me show y'all something. I roll no less than 4 deep. I roll no less than 4 deep, and you got to understand that when you mess with me. Come here. Come here, little brother. Look at this, boy. Come here, brother Rob. Come here, Ty. Everywhere I go, because I got Jesus in my box, I'm rolling with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and myself. When you put Jesus in the box, you're rolling no less than 4 deep. Now, how many of y'all want to mess with us? Especially that one on the end. Y'all already know. Thank you, brothers. And look at this. Wherever you go, think about this. When you covered and your wife is covered and your children are covered, we rolling 16 deep in my house. Oh, hallelujah, church. Look at what you got when you got Jesus. Hallelujah. Not to mention the angels. Woo! That's why that tree didn't fall on your house. That's why that drunk driver didn't come over into your lane and kill you. That's why you didn't get hit with that stray bullet. That's why you didn't catch AIDS. Woo! All this good stuff, Tony.